It's always harder, faster, rougher with you, isn't it? I know that you want results quickly, but darling, what if I told you that there was another way? I have every intention of showing you. Patience, pet. You trust me, don't you? I promise that you'll love this. Just close your eyes and relax. I'm going to put this blindfold on you, nice and soft, but heavy enough to keep you in darkness, even if you do open your eyes. A little sensory deprivation for some senses will sharpen others. You'll see. Here, give me your hands. Feel the soft, silken tie as I wrap it around your wrists, binding them together. Lift your arms above your head for me and just lay back. I'm going to attach this to the headboard so you can't try to use those sneaky hands to get what you want quicker. You're operating on my clock now, sugar. And we're going to take it nice and slow. My soft fingertips ghost over the aching skin of your hard cock. I trace the veins that spring back from my touch when I press against them with my fingers. I take my pleasure by toying with you, while soaking in the shape of your eager flesh through my touch alone. Your breath hitches from my calculated, gentle strokes, your thighs trembling as you struggle to not arch your hips, to chase your release at your own pace. But you're being such a good boy for me, letting me play with you as I wish. I lean down, my breath warm against the glands as I press wet lips in a lingering kiss to the side of your shaft. I drag the flat of my tongue along the length, and you are getting louder, pleading moans dropping from your lips like fervent prayers at the altar of my body. In this moment, I am your goddess, and your pleasure can only be granted through my whim, my power, my own desire. My hands are both busy, caresses as gentle as the wind from the wings of a butterfly, up and down your length. The ache grows within you. The undeniable weight of an impending climax becoming heavier with each stroke of my fingers. Every glide of my lips against your velvety skin. Your cries are positively keening now, and you're begging so fervently that only the most cruel of mistresses, could let you go unfulfilled a moment longer. Come for me, I command softly, not ceasing my ministrations. It's almost instantaneous, and the orgasm hits you so hard that your entire body goes rigid as your hot release spills forth over both of us. Once I've cleaned up the mess with my tongue and fingers, I crawl up to lie beside you, wrapping an arm across your waist. I cover your leg with mine and press fully against the side of your torso, my lips and tongue kissing slowly down your neck while you shudder from the aftershocks of the extra stimulation so soon after your release was finally granted. My teeth gently nip at the bottom of your ear, my breath a teasing warmth against it. Once you've had a few moments to recover, I'm going to make you hard again. Well before you think your body can manage it. Then, I'm going to ride you until we're both sated. Maybe, after that, I'll untie you. But for now, just take it easy, my love.